People and Places Continued. Side D. Story number 4. Frank C. Laubach, Voice of the Silent Billion. The new words on this page are billion, Maranao, Frank, Muslim, Island, Philippines, Lanao, Powerful, Laubach or Laubach. On page 46, the new words are belt, literacy, dagger, missionary, flash, stood. On page 48, the new words are buzz, sudden, several, wipe. On page 50, the new word is excitement. On page 51, the new words are literate, meant, prison. On page 52, the new words are pray, ship. On page 53, the new words are apostle, illiterate, Bible, international, Europe, magazine, simple, useful. On page 56, the new words are inner, prayer, strength. On page 57, the new word is forgot. On page 59, the new words are earn, helpless, globe, tear. Please turn back to page 45 to begin the story. Think of a time long ago and a place far away from the United States. The time was 1930. The place was Lanao Province in the Philippines. The Philippines is an island nation in the Pacific Ocean not far from China. Among the Maranaos. A small hot room was crowded with men and women, all dressed in brightly colored clothes. These people were Maranaos. The Maranaos were Muslims who lived on a big island in the south of the Philippines. An important meeting was ready to start. Two men were sitting at a table at the front of the room. One of the men was a chief of Lanao Province. He was a very powerful chief. You could tell that just by looking at him. This Muslim chief was about 5.5 feet tall, with flashing black eyes. A long dagger was in his belt. The other man at the table was only a little taller than the chief. This man was an American missionary. He had light blue eyes and a kind smile. But that day, his smile seemed sad. This missionary was Frank C. Laubach. The missionary stood up and began to speak. "My friends," Dr. Laubach began in the Maranao language. He was still learning to speak Maranao, so he spoke very slowly. "My friends," Dr. Laubach said, "with our lessons, thousands of people in Lanao have learned to read and write Maranao. Our teachers have taught them in the marketplaces and in their homes. Now, mothers are reading books about child care. Farmers are reading books about better farming. But, my friends," the missionary continued, "I have some sad news for you. There is a great depression in the world. Because of the depression, many people in the United States are out of work. They can't give much money to their missionaries. I don't have any more money to pay our teachers," Dr. Laubach said sadly. "Without money, I don't see how our literacy program can continue." The missionary could not speak any longer. He sat down suddenly and wiped his face. There was a buzz in the crowded room as the people talked about the bad news. The buzzing sound went on for several minutes. Then the other man at the table stood up. He spoke above the noise of the crowd. The buzzing of the people died down suddenly when they heard the voice of their chief. The Muslim chief began, "I want you to know that I am a true friend of literacy. And I want you to know that I am a true friend of Dr. Laubach." When Dr. Laubach came to Lanao last year, he wanted to help us. He wanted to teach us. But at first, no one would listen to him. The Maranao people did not like education. We did not know how education could help us. Last year, Dr. Laubach taught me to read. I am an old man. If I can learn to read, anyone can. The chief almost shouted as he said again, "If I can learn, anyone can." The chief continued, "I have been watching my people learn to read and write. Now, I know how education is helping us. The people of Lanao are reading many new and good ideas in our own Maranao language. Then the chief came to the high point in his speech. Dr. Laubach told us that there is no more money to pay teachers. But we cannot let the literacy program stop. What can we do? The crowd buzzed again for a minute as the people asked one another, "What can we do?" Then they heard their chief's voice again. He was very excited. "I know what I can do," he said. "I learned to read, and I can teach someone else." The chief pulled the dagger out of his belt. He held the dagger high over his head. He shouted, "Let everyone who knows how to read teach someone else. Each one teach one or die." The room became very quiet. Then suddenly everyone stood and began to shout with excitement. "Yes," they shouted. "There is no money to pay teachers. Let everyone who can read become a teacher without pay. Each one teach one." And that is how Each One Teach One began more than 50 years ago in the Philippines. No one in Lanao died because he did not teach. But many hundreds of new readers became teachers. A man would teach his wife. The wife would teach her son. Brother would teach brother. Sister would teach sister. Each One Teach One was a new idea in education. It began with Frank Laubach and his Muslim friends. What did Each One Teach One mean to the Maranao people? It meant hope. To the men and women of Lanao, it meant hope for a better life. One man said, "Before Dr. Laubach came to Lanao, I was like a blind man. I could not see because I could not read." Another man said, "I was like a prisoner in jail. I could not break free to a better life because I could not read." A woman said, "A new life has opened up to me since I learned to read and write." Around the world. Missionaries in several other islands of the Philippines heard about the literacy program in Lanao. They asked Dr. Laubach to help write books to teach people in those languages also. The Maranaos were proud that their program was helping others in the Philippines to become literate. A group of young educated Maranaos wrote a letter. In this letter, they told about Each One Teach One in Lanao. They told what literacy meant to their people. These young Maranaos sent their letter to kings and queens and presidents of many countries around the world. Soon, many letters came back asking Dr. Laubach to come to help in their countries. The Maranaos told their missionary friend, "Dr. Laubach, we would like you to stay in Lanao, but the world is calling for your help." One day in 1935, a big crowd of Maranao chiefs and their followers went down to the ocean. They went to the ship to say goodbye. Dr. Laubach's Muslim friends prayed for his safe travel. "Goodbye," they said. "Come back soon." They kept waving until the ship was out of sight. Frank C. Laubach was now an international missionary. During the next 35 years, he traveled to more than 100 countries in Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. He helped start Each One, Teach One literacy programs in more than 300 languages. To make lessons in a language, Dr. Laubach worked with a small group of people who knew the language. Together, they wrote charts that showed the sounds and letters of the language. They wrote simple stories that would be interesting and useful to adults in that country. Dr. Laubach trained teachers, writers, and leaders for the new literacy programs. A magazine writer called Frank Laubach the Apostle to the Illiterates. An apostle is a person who travels to far countries to bring good news to people. Dr. Laubach brought the good news of literacy to millions of people around the world. The apostles in the Bible lived a simple life. Frank Laubach and his wife lived a very simple life, too. They lived in a small apartment. They traveled second class by ship or airplane. They were often guests in people's homes. The money they saved by living simply taught more people to read. Dr. Laubach often met with leaders of a country. He showed them how their people could learn to read. But Dr. Laubach was always happiest when he was teaching a man or a woman. As he taught, he prayed that literacy would open up a new life for his student. He loved the illiterates of the world. No one knows for sure how many people have learned to read by Each One, Teach One. Several years ago, Life magazine said that more than 60 million people had become literate. Today, many thousands of teachers are still inspired by the Apostle to the illiterates. Like the Maranaos, they teach without pay. Like Frank Laubach, they believe that literacy will open up a new life for their students. His inner strength. To really know Frank Laubach, you have to know what he did in the middle of the night. Most of us sleep all night. But Frank Laubach usually woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning. For 2 hours, he would pray and read the Bible. These hours in prayer, night after night, made Frank Laubach feel that God was always with him. Every night, along with his prayer and Bible reading, Frank Laubach wrote a page or two. Over the years, mostly in the middle of the night, he wrote more than 50 books. He wrote books about his work with illiterates and about his life with God. One of Frank Laubach's books was called The Game with Minutes. Once each minute, Frank Laubach tried to remember God. Then, when he looked at someone or thought of someone, he flashed a quick prayer. He flashed a prayer of love to the other person. Frank Laubach tried to play this game with minutes with God every day, even when he was very busy. His game with minutes and his prayer in the middle of the night brought him inner peace and strength. Frank Laubach spoke in a quiet voice, but his words were full of strength and truth. When people heard him speak in public, they never forgot him. Maybe they forgot his exact words, but they remembered his love for the illiterates of the world. Waking Up America. Frank Laubach made hundreds of public speeches. He spoke in almost every city in the United States and Canada. The illiterates of the world are poor and helpless, he told the people of North America. They earn only a few dollars each year. They can't earn more because they can't read. In many speeches, Frank Laubach held up a big globe showing the world. The globe had black and white stripes over many countries. Most of these countries were in Africa, Asia, and South America. A few countries were in North America and Europe. Dr. Laubach pointed to the countries under the black and white stripes. Here is where you will find the people who are poor, sick, and hungry, he said. And here also is where you will find the illiterates of the world. Tears filled his eyes as he said, "The children of illiterates die young. Mothers and fathers don't know how to care for their baby's health. Men and women can't grow better crops or get good jobs. That's all because they can't read. Then he wiped the tears from his eyes. The people listening to him were almost in tears too. Frank Laubach continued his speech. These illiterate men and women around the globe are like people who cannot speak. They have no voice in their government. They cannot write to their leaders. They cannot tell about their needs. The illiterates of the world are the silent prisoners of their illiteracy. We can't hear them cry out. We don't know that they are in pain. About one-third of the people of the world were illiterate. Because there were so many of them, Frank Laubach called them the Silent Billion. He wrote a book about his life and work called 40 Years with the Silent Billion. Dr. Laubach used his quiet voice and his inner strength to wake up the people of America. Americans, who have so much, learned about the silent billion who have so little. Frank Laubach was the voice of the silent billion. When Frank Laubach died in 1970, he was almost 86 years old. In the last year of his life, he was still making many speeches, writing books, and traveling around the world. Today, newspapers and magazines continue to write about literacy. Radio and television stations show us the problems of illiteracy around the globe, as well as in the United States and Canada. There are still almost 1 billion illiterates in the world. But many groups have heard of their needs and are helping them now. The United Nations teaches illiterates. Governments have literacy programs. Thousands of men and women are learning to read through Laubach Literacy International, which was named for Frank C. Laubach. This international group has Each One Teach One programs in the United States and several other countries. Laubach Literacy of Canada helps Canadian adults learn to read. Students and teachers are still inspired by Frank Laubach and the words of his friend, the Maranao chief. If I can learn, anyone can. If I can teach, anyone can. This read-along tape is produced and copyrighted by New Readers Press. Any reproduction without written permission is strictly prohibited.